who want to go back, turn the clock back, and go back to a time, and go back to a place where their spots, where their peace, where their presence is on the periphery. I suppose that's where he feels comfortable with black people, on the, as long as they're on the periphery, because he surely is making it his life's work to take them out of the media. In the meantime, he's like a church mouse when it comes to the daily news. You can't get a peep out of him. Can't get a peep out of him. But he flies halfway around the country to attack a black man associated with Pacifica. This is fact. This is the record. And you are what your record says that you are. And that's a piece of the story. Also, on this day before Christmas 2001, on WBAI 99.5 FM, listener supported radio, Pacifica Radio in New York City. I'm Earl Caldwell. And this is the Monday edition of the Caldwell Chronicle. We're going to stop for a second. When we come back, our telephone lines will be open 209-2900. Thank you very much. Let's have a word on this few hours before Christmas Eve. 212-209-2900. Back after this. Thank you. On WBAI 99.5, listener-supported Pacifica Radio in New York City, this is the Monday edition of the Caldwell Chronicle. I'm Earl Caldwell. Our telephone lines are open. The number in New York City, 212-209-2900. First caller up, good morning. You're on the air.
Hey, good morning, Mr. Caldwell.
Good morning to you.
Yes, sir.
How Listen, are you?
Fine, thank you very much. And I see you right on top, just like you always are.
Thank you so much, brother.
Yes, sir. You're always right there on the front line with information.
Well,
right?
We got to do it.
Of course, most of what's been said is going to be hard to be adhered to certain ears because of their understood, they're not understanding, you know, the nature of the beast of whom
right.
it is they're dealing with.
Right.
You know, and so being all caught up in the nature of the beast, it seems that they have this lovers only thing, you know, like, you know, you got to want to go out and kill Muslims, you got to want to go out and start wars in Islamic countries, and anybody who disagrees with the slave master's theories of what it's all about in the White House, you know, just storm in there, take the White House and whatever, and just fall in line. If you ain't in line, then you're just not with us type thing. So then, you know, it just leads the one into thinking that somewhere is written that there'll be weeping and gnashing of teeth, you know, and if you're not on the inside, you're just going to be out there crying and biting your fingernails. But I just want to say that there's been no mention in all this Giuliani thing about Amadou Diallo.
Yes.
And the justice system you have here, especially in New York, with these rogue wannabe rough rider police they got here, and there's no mention of the moving of systems from one spot to another, like up in Albany.
Yes,
and you know, and then the blaring news how everything has just died out now. You know, there's no such thing now as just moving around and getting a vote by just killing up on people and reaching out with your tentacles and then politically doing this, that, and the other.
Yes.
So I would think that on a day like today, it would be nice for some people to know that you have a lot of folks here in this city that happen to know the nature of the beast, particularly Judy Annie and the likes thereof.
Yes.
And you know, we have a very close resemblance to what this is all about, and it's all about us. It's all about the black man that you mentioned.
Yes.
And, you know, and those to whom credit perhaps could be given to some Caucasians, they know what it is, too.
Yes.
And it's just now a matter of knowing what it's about, because things are going to be heating up pretty good pretty soon. And as far as the so-called, what do they call it when you tell a Jew or somebody who's accustomed to having their own way, that they're not quite right, what do you call it, anti-Semitic?
Yes.
Well, there's going to be a lot of that, too, because if it ain't right, it's just not right.
Not right.
It's not all about white no more.
No.
You know, now it's about lovers only, Mr. Caldwell.
Yes.
It's a lovers only thing. If you're not a Colin Powell personality willing to just, you know, run around and do whatever masses say, you know, and if it's not about that, then, you know, evidently you're not a lover.
Yeah. Right.
And so anyway, there should be more to be said. I appreciate your program.
Well,
man.
I appreciate hearing from you.
Appreciate your program.
I appreciate hearing from you. Happy holiday to you.
Yes, sir.
Take care of yourself.
You
be strong. Stay strong. Yes, sir. Wow. Cooking here this morning. 11 minutes past the hour. 11:11 in New York City. Good afternoon. Next caller up. You're on WBAI.
Hi, Earl.
Good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
I can't believe I got
on. How are you?
I love you.
Well, I love you too, you know.
I love you so much. Thank you.
I love you madly.
Thank you for your mom having you. Thank you for someone like you who could speak so much sense, you know?
Well, listen, you know, these times are tough. And they're always toughest on those who are you know, their whole lives are tough times.
Right, right.
So and it truly is in our blood to fight.
Right.
Our history is struggle,
mm-hmm.
and we have to be faithful and honest and true to our history. And if we are, I believe we can do things.
We should never forget that, Earl.
That's right.
I need to get your personal number because I need to talk to you.
Well, and here's what to do. You call on 209-2800 after, and we'll talk.
Okay, and you know what I wanted to say about Giuliani? You see how he treated his wife?
Yes.
Look what he did even to his own blood. This is the mother of his kids.
Yes. And they're going to hold this man up now and tell us that this is the example of what we ought to be. It's a disgrace.
But that tells you who controls the media.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, it just goes to say that everything is already pre-programmed. They already have their own little plan.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
It's crazy.
Yes, it is.
Yes,
it is. But we have to know it, recognize it, and tell people the truth about what it is.
This station, one day I was just surfing the stations, listening to music, and I came upon this station, and I said, thank God. I could hear intelligent people, because I already had in my mind.
Well, you have to tell your friends we're here. We need all the support we can get.
I've told all
but we
my
can
friends
build
about
a, we can build a mighty base of support here,
and we need
it now here in New York City. We do need
to
organize.
I'm from Ghana.
Well,
I'm from the motherland.
Fantastic. Fantastic.
And I'm so glad to hear you speak. Every time I hear you speak, I feel so good inside. I'm like, God bless this man with so much intelligence. You could really break things down, you know?
Well, thank you for your words. You're so kind.
You're welcome.
Keep in touch with us now here.
Okay, have a good holiday.
You too. Bye-bye. Absolutely. Definitely you do.
Bye-bye.
Bye. 13 minutes, 47 seconds past the hour. This is WBAI, 99.5 FM Pacifica Radio in New York City. Good morning. You're on the Caldwell Chronicle.
Good morning, Mr. Caldwell.
Good morning to you.
I love your show.
Thank you so much.
Yes, I just wanted to know, you play great music. I wanted to know the theme song.
Oh, that's Lester Bowie.
Mr. Bowie.
Lester Bowie, and the name of the album is Brass Fantasy, the Odyssey of Funk and Popular Music. You know, this Bowie, by the way, it was in that last break, that was another one of his pieces.
Yes, they sound similar.
Yeah, that was him, too. This guy is, a New Yorker from Brooklyn.
Uh-huh.
He went to Europe, perfected this music where he uses these horns. He takes a lot of the old classical songs and comes back, gives them this new spin of his. The last one was, I think it was called Saving All My Love for You.
Yes,
great,
yes.
But wonderful way he gets that. But you know, he came back here with this wonderful group, this wonderful music, and he got sick and died.
Oh, sorry.
Very, very young man, too.
He sounds a little bit like Ben Webster.
Yeah. It's wonderful music. Wonderful music. He has a lot of good albums out. I'll tell you, his music's a great Christmas present CDs.
Well, thank you so much for the information.
What's that? Yeah, sure. Keep in touch with us here.
Okay.
All right. Take care of yourself.
Bye-bye.
Good morning. You're on the air. Good morning. You're on WBAI.
Good morning, Earl. Carol from New Jersey. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. How you doing?
Fine, thank you, bro. How you been?
I'm fabulous.
Listen to your show this morning.
Well, listen, you got to pass the word over there in Jersey now. You know what? We have to get that base of support over there in Jersey.
let
people know where we are and where we're on.
You're right about that.
Okay.
I got a few things to say.
Sure.
Have you heard about before the September 11th that Jeb Bush, governor of Florida, had executive order for the state of Florida for the militia? Have you heard about that story?
Before the election?
Before September 11th.
Oh.
An executive order.
Yes.
For the state of Florida, for the militia. Why was that?
Do you know, somebody sent me an internet note on that, and I've been trying to check that out, too.
Mm-hmm.
I guess the something was that he had gotten some advanced word.
Correct.
But I also had a note that said that the president was not certain about the attack.
Correct.
And that's why he went running to the bunker out in Nebraska.
Well, Fox News had an interesting report, because Fox News stated that the president, before going into addressing the kids in the grammar school about their reading, made a statement to the press saying that he saw the first plane go into the building. How could that be when he was addressing a class?
Wow.
This is from Fox News.
Do you know Fox News was supposedly had a big four-part series dealing with a lot of these issues, and the White House urged them, to kill it.
Correct.
Yeah.
And the third point, too, the third point, too, that's something for the people to think about, is the fact that I understand that the Bush family earned their money through the Nazi Party. This is from the Herald Tribune News.
Really?
Yes, it came out yesterday.
Wow.
Yes, it did.
In the international paper.
In the international paper, correct. That they got their riches from the Nazi Party as well as supported the Nazi Party. What's with that, with the Jewish community? I don't understand that.
This is the first I've heard.
Yes. As a matter of fact,
It's in the paper today?
The Herald News yesterday, correct. Herald Tribune.
Herald Tribune yesterday?
Correct. It's HeraldTribune.com, if anybody want to look at it on the Internet.
Well, I'm going to definitely do that as soon as I can. I will check that out myself, the HeraldTribune.com.
Correct. And I don't contribute Giuliani as the man of the year. Excuse my French, I use the big N of the year for him.
Yeah, right.
So that is, he is truly that.
Yes.
And that's all I have to say.
Yeah.
And to all the listening family, assalamu alaikum and happy Kwanzaa.
Alaikum salam and keep in touch with us.
Peace.
Good to hear from you. 18 minutes, 32 seconds past the hour of 11 on this 24th of December. Well, which is a few hours from I'm going to say New Year's Eve. I'm jumping ahead. Woo! Christmas Eve. You know what? By the way, I tell you, if you haven't done all your shopping and everything, be careful about just throwing all that money out there. Because, you know, first place is, I'm picking up the paper today, and I see where stores are already talking about starting on Wednesday sales, 50, 60%, 70% off. I'm saying, what is this? Why not give everybody a little piece of paper and say, I'll catch you in a few days? You know what I mean? Or that's what I'm saying. Hold the money. 19 minutes past the hour. Good morning. You're on WBAI, listener-supported Pacifica Radio in New York City.
Peace and love. I respect you, Earl.
Thank you. I respect you, too.
I know you do. Listen, with regards to Juan Gonzalez, now, my understanding is that he's not railing against one particular black man, but the Pacifica Board, which is predominantly white. And most of the people that were banned and fired are black. So I don't think it's a thing where, I don't think this particular thing is that he's afraid to stand up to white people.
He's never.
I mean, you may know him better than I do, but I don't know him.
I know of no case where he stood up, but I know a case, I know where he will run halfway around the country to jump in a black man's face.
But my
point is this.
Go ahead.
Why can't he raise his voice to all of that wrong, all of that racism and all of that censorship and all of that wrongness that's going on right there under his nose?
Okay.
Because he did get his job on the backs of the black struggle, at the struggle of black people at that paper. And those blacks lost their jobs.
Okay, so he came in after David Hardy?
Yes.
Okay. The only thing I read in the Daily News was your column in Boondocks. What comic strip did you say they took out?
Magruder. You know the little black guy has called Huey?
Right, Boondocks.
Yes.
They took him out?
Yeah.
And because he was too, it was amazing to me. I was wondering how long he would last. Young brother who does that column is phenomenal.
Yes, but you see, here is the thing that's wrong. You can be white and young and creative and go anywhere your talent takes you. You're
right.
Black and young and creative and have ideas, and they stifle you. And if they can't stifle you, they destroy you by eliminating you.
Did they take him out like a month or so ago? Because I don't read.
Well, they took him out on this here around some of his columns on the issues, some of the things he was saying, like the column about Bin Laden. He said, "I got some report for you. These people were training Bin Laden. Who? Ronald Reagan."
Satire
on some of this American thing, dealing in some of the harsh pieces of the truth.
Okay. So you're saying that Juan doesn't fight on that end?
No, he will not bring himself to stand any black on anything.
Okay,
but he wastes no time in leading some of these very vicious attacks. If you want to attack a person on the basis of positions and arguments, but what is this stuff of going to people's homes, going into their jobs and trying to destroy their careers, or digging up personal stuff on their personal lives and trying to use that kind of thing, or making the kinds of threats that are being made on people right today? I just saw an executive here at this station get his license number so we can use some sources we have within the police department to harass and threaten this person. This stuff is not right.
Okay. All right, because I'm just seeing that I don't know that to be, but you know, because you're there. Because what I'm seeing is that he's fighting for those that were banned and fired. Now, you're saying that he's going personal, low,
yes,
physical,
in the name of that.
So you're saying they're going over the top.
Yes. Mm. Yes. Amen.
Something to be looked at.
Amen. Absolutely.
Okay.
How you doing this Christmas?
You know, they say Xmas.
Xmas.
If they would take out the commercialism and everybody lived in Christ daily, 365,
yes.
And I think that would be a valid celebration.
Yes.
But St. Nick getting, this big fat man getting the rewards for all the hard work. I've never, you know, I'm coming from the school of the Nation of Islam.
Yes.
Although at this point in my life, I'm on a spiritual journey, not a religious. I don't have any religious affiliation,
mm-hmm.
but I'm very thankful for that experience.
Right.
Because it made my foundation. If I had to do that all over again, I absolutely would.
Right.
You know, so I see it, you know, blessings for another day.
Yes.
And we move on. But I do celebrate the Nguza Saba,
mm-hmm.
which will start on the 26th.
Oh, yeah.
As a matter of fact, they do a beautiful Kwanzaa celebration every year at the mm-hmm. Museum of Natural History. Mm-hmm. And this year's
and it starts on the 26th?
They just do it one day, every day. So they usually do it on the Sunday after it starts.
Right.
But this year it will be this Saturday at the Museum of the Natural History on, what's that, 81st and Central Park West?
Yes, it is.
And it is like nothing. I just guess the donation to get into the museum or whatever.
What
that
is the date this Saturday?
December 29th.
The 29th.
Yeah, and the program starts, I think it's about 12:30, but you can call the museum.
Yeah,
they do an excellent. They've been doing it for about 15 years now.
Well, that's a very nice piece.
And it's very enlightening, and they go through people who don't know about Kwanzaa. I mean, everybody's there. You know, we there, white folks there, everybody's there, Chinese, everybody's there. And folks who don't know about Kwanzaa, they go through the principles. They have wonderful dancers and drummers. And, it's a fabulous event. They have face painting for the children and hands-on activities. It's a whole floor. You know the floor where they have that giant dinosaur? I guess that's the SeaWorld or whatever. That real big whale that hangs from the ceiling?
Yes.
That's where they have it at.
Fantastic.
Yeah, so it's great.
Well, thank you for bringing that information to the WBAI.
Okay, and thank you for the information you bring. And
Thank you. To be
continued. You know, we grow,
and we
go on and we grow on.
Yes, yes, yes.
And all we have to do is to be open. Don't be so closed down where you can't hear that there's more than one side.
Yes.
You'll be about four or five sides if you think about it.
Yes.
Okay.
Thanks.
Peace and blessings to you.
You too.
Thank you.
Take care of yourself. 25 minutes past the hour on this Monday morning. Next caller up. Good morning. You're on the air.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Yes. I'd like to state for a fact that many black people in this station you are in being fired. And I didn't hear you complain about that. And I thought that was a really little cheap shot attacking one personally. One works for a private institution. You are working for a public institution. And I feel the damage is done under this public institution is worse than a private institution that one works in there. You know, Bernard White, Robert Knight, Janet K. Bright, and many other I cannot name are black people being fired from the station by black people. It's not a bad color, Earl. I wish you stopped that.
Wait a minute. Let me go back to Juan in the Daily News. I was at the Daily News. I was at the Daily News 10 years before Juan got there, at least half a dozen. the black people at the Daily News, all of who lost their jobs, all who lost their jobs at the Daily News, they are the ones that got Juan his job there. Juan didn't open his mouth. He did not open his mouth. But Juan goes halfway around the country to attack a black man. Juan is part of this.
What's this black man's name, please? Is that the corporate lawyer?
I'm sorry?
Was that the corporate lawyer who came in new to the board? This black man you're talking about?
Yes, I can tell you. Why don't you just say his name? Well, because my position is here today. I'm not getting into all those details. But I'm going to tell you about Juan because he is the leader of this group.
He works for a private company. He cannot do much.
What's that got to do with it?
Like, he needs his paycheck.
Yes, I opened my mouth. Dave Hardy opened his mouth. All the blacks who worked at the paper, we opened our mouths when we worked at the Daily News.
And we put
our jobs on the line.
If he can't put his job on the line, then he ought to stay off
these other people's jobs and causing them to lose their jobs.
Why aren't you fighting for this institution right now, which has been taken over by black tools?
By who?
Black people who are used as a tool for the money.
Well, who are you talking about?
I'm talking about Utrecht Lee, Bass White, Clayton Riley. I'm talking about many black people who are being used to destroy the station that we all love.
Well, miss, I'll tell
including you, which is you love the station, you love the free speech, you love the education, but when you got a black or white person who works as a tool, should be criticized, should be removed, should be destroyed.
Let me ask you this. On the Pacific message board, these people that you're supporting, they posted this. They say, somebody please post the general manager of this station, Mr. Daughtry, his home address, his auto license number, or email them to me. The license tag number is to remind the NYPD where they come from so they can have it on hand in his neighborhood. It's a very efficient blue network, very effective, too. Wait a minute now.
Okay.
Making these personal things, threatening people on this personal kind of level. You're supporting that? Is that what you're saying?
If he's a piece of tool who's going to come in and infiltrate and separate us and use himself supposedly as a black person just to get in and destroy the station, then I do support his attack.
Oh, you
attack
support
on him, yes.
You support these private attacks. You support then the police harassing people because using your
Hell
connections
no.
in the police department to harass
Hell
and threaten
no.
people. Well, that's what you just
Hell
got finished.
No.
Well, that's what you just got finished saying. You better pay attention if you're going to be jumping out here saying this now. Somebody is saying they want Daughtry's home address and his automobile license number to turn him over to the police to harass this man. Now, you're saying you
support
that?
Why would he turn him over to the police? Does he have a record of something, like he's a thief or something?
I'm saying to you, these people that you are supporting are saying that. They're asking
who are these people I'm supporting? I'm supporting democracy.
If you're jumping into bed with him, you ought to know who you're getting into
bed
with.
I'm supporting free speech, democracy, everything on the line.
If you're supporting free speech and democracy, then you're supporting what I'm saying. So thank you very much. We're in the same box together. Appreciate hearing from you on this Christmas, day before Christmas. I've asked Jabel to come and join me in the studio here this morning because there are certain facts that people want, Jabel, that I do not have the names, and I don't feel free to mention the names. In the board meeting I'm talking about, I think it's Mr. Murdoch that I'm really speaking of.
Yeah, probably.
But I didn't want to get involved in dealing a lot of those names. But the issue is right. These personal attacks, this going on to people's jobs, this digging into people's backgrounds and trying to find some personal matters that you can use and turn against people. I think all that stuff is wrong.
Well, you know, I think, first of all, I was just in the other studio doing my job, and I hear these people flipping the whole race card.
Yeah.
And I thought that I really would like to say something about it. Because people have to understand that, yes, indeed, Bernard is black and Robert Knight and so on and so forth.
Right.
But they were not taken out of here because they were black.
Right.
First of all, Bernard was fired because our general manager, Valerie Van Isler, was offered a raise and a relocation.
Mm-hmm.
And with Amy's help and inspiration, Bernard went out to somehow fight to save her job, because supposedly she's doing such a great job here in New York City. And that same Bernard White, up until he was a program director, could never sit in one meeting with Valerie for more than 5 minutes. And those same people talking, they could be a witness of that. Amy knows that. They all know it. He will walk away because they could not even sit to it. They couldn't look at one another for 5 minutes without getting into a big brawl. This is my
right.
A black lady now.
Right.
Totally disrespected here.
Mm-hmm.
And Bernard himself took it upon himself to take her out of here. But since he was offered a job in such a distasteful way that Valerie Van Isler did, somehow they had a pact between Bernard and Amy and Juan and some of these culprits.
Right.
Because to me, these people are thugs to start with.
Right.
This is me saying it now.
Right.
Jebel Five. And they insisted that they're going to save Valerie's job. And Pacifica insisted that she's going to go. I went to Valerie and begged her personally to take that raise because she was going to lose her job.
Right.
To take the raise and the relocation. And if you really think about it, you say to yourself, the position that she was going to be given, she was even going to be able to help Democrats now, Amy Goodman, even better on a national level.
Mm-hmm.
Because since that's her dream, that's what she died for,
right.
That's what she lost her job for,
right.
It is to save Amy's behind. You have to understand that Robert Knight, as she mentioned, was not taken out because he's black. He was taken out because he himself went on the air many times before he was taken out,
mm-hmm.
To express his amazement about the fact that he's still here.
Right.
Because he knew he did enough to go.
Yeah.
Do you understand?
Right.
So this whole talk about taking black, firing black people, these are black people who would actually die just to save
mm-hmm.
white people's control of the station.
Right.
Oh.
Right.
For the first time in the history of the station, we have the opportunity now to do the right thing, which is to turn the station over to those who support it.
Right.
That has always been the case.
Right. Right.
When the white people were supporting the station,
right.
They had it.
Right.
They're not supporting the station today, as I'm speaking to you, as much as they used to.
Right.
And I'm not putting all of them in one package.
Right.
I'm just telling you that the records have shown that truly this is about time that we as a people will seize this opportunity and really do the right thing, which is to put these liberals, these so-called liberals, because they're not even liberals,
mm-hmm.
back into their place.
Mm-hmm.
That time is dead.
Right.
One of the goals of Samori was actually to go to a certain point where we actually recheck the representation without taxation which is taking place here in the station.
Right.
2 weeks ago, we had a $250 the grab bag party.
Mm-hmm.
I hate to do this, but I had to count.
Right.
Until I left the party, there was one white person on the Friday evening. Earl, you seen limping black people. I'm not even talking about black people in four courts.
Right.
You're talking about walking and limping
right.
black people who came in here, who worked hard for their money
yes.
to give it to the station.
Right.
The reality that these people do not want to accept or understand is that they've been feeding off the back of the black people and the Latino people of this city, of this country, since the beginning.
Yes.
And that thing is over.
Right.
Bernard was fired because he was told by the white liberals to do what he's doing. Do you understand what I'm
right.
saying?
Yeah, I do.
Some of the black people who were here were not here to represent, to genuinely represent the community.
Right.
They were here actually buying into the liberal lie.
Yeah.
Which is, oh, we all get together and we all do this thing right. But at the same time, there is a taxation without, how do they say it again?
Without representation.
Without representation.
Yeah.
And also, you have to remind you, I am a perfect example of this stuff
mm-hmm.
that we're talking about.
Right.
I've worked here in this station for years. Do you know, as I'm sitting here in front of you, I don't have no health coverage? Do you know that?
Wow. Wow.
Earl?
Wow.
You know why? Because that's what's been happening here in the station before.
Yeah.
Where black people used to do the job and not get paid.
Right.
Where actually some people who were part-time and sometimes barely did anything for Pacifica and WBAI.
Right.
They were getting health coverage and beyond.
Mm.
That's the case here.
Wow.
This is what the Bernards and this former administration was about.
Right.
This is what they were in. There were few people taken care of. That's why they fought hard not to see Valerie gone. You know why, Earl? Because there would not be any one more general manager on this planet who was willing to come here and really work with them the way they were working with Valerie.
Right.
You have to understand that.
Yeah.
I've even overheard last Saturday someone, a so-called friend of the black community, go out and complaining about the fact that I went to Durban to do what I had to do. Because Amy is a better person to go to Durban. And I tell you, hey, Jack, the Durban conference was just about that.
Wow, wow.
The Durban conference was to eradicate the whole notion that African or indigenous people or so-called minority can speak for themselves.
Right.
And by the way, Amy did a lot of report, actually, on the Durban. But the difference between me and Amy, you know, is what? Concerning Durban? Amy is into it for the historical significance of this conference.
Right.
She would run her name all over this Durban conference, all over town. But when the conference is over, when is the last time she did a program on the issue?
Right.
You know why I went to Durban?
Right.
To document.
Yes. Yes.
For the people, not
right.
for I.
Right.
For right. the people.
Right.
And you know what? Until next year now, we have the opportunity, if we wish to do so, to revisit Durban.
That's right.
That's why I went to Durban.
Yeah. You brought back a full record, too, which the people have responded to greatly, because it's the first time people really heard any comprehensive report of what actually went down at Durban.
And you know what is interesting, earlier when you spoke about Juan Gonzalez and these people fighting against black people, and this person say, oh yeah, you know, this board is white. The board was not white. This is the first time that the Pacifica board is overwhelmingly black.
Yeah.
And if you look carefully, the first people who were attacked and still being attacked are the black members of that board.
Yes, yeah. I've noticed this,
the
black men have really been just run over on the board.
Of that board, the black people on that board were attacked and were called the wrong people.
Right.
And all of a sudden now, we have listeners who want to dictate who's supposed to be on the board. And I've raised a question here on the airwaves. I say, hey, listen here, people. If you're really serious about this board, you know what you need to do? You need to give me a history.
Yeah.
Go back into history and show me that this board is out of context. Show me how out of context this board is based on what we used to have before.
Right.
Once you do that, then I could sit back and say, okay, actually they're making some sense.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, it's not just because they're Negroes, but all of a sudden we have a board going this direction.
Right.
Nobody so far have done that for me.
Right.
Which is to show me how out of context these people are.
Yeah.
You have to show it to me.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I say to myself, yes, the board is bad, but this is not just happening overnight. This is not the first time you realize that there's a problem with the board.
Right.
So, you know, I came in here to remind these people one thing. Is yes, indeed, Juan, Amy, and this whole clique, they're actually not just into a race war, but they're fighting the inevitable.
Right.
The inevitable, you know, is what?
Yeah.
Those who support this station need to be serviced.
That's right.
And they will be serviced.
That's right.
Do you understand?
Absolutely.
Now, once we do that, what I would like them to do is to go to that community and tell them that, no, this is not good for you.
Right.
I have people here on the airwave who would hold their mic, say the right thing to say on the mic.
Right.
But yet they're lobbying in the outside
mm-hmm.
for other people to come on board.
Yeah.
And they don't even have the pride to leave their programs and just stay away from these airwaves.
Yeah.
It has been the black people have gotten the worst deal in this whole Pacifica situation. And I'm a case in point.
Right.
Because that's a former management style. We work, we do all the job, and we don't get paid.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now, that is changing. And we're getting just a little bit so far.
Yeah.
We're not even getting it like that.
Right.
Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
As I'm sitting here, as I'm telling to you, if I want to go to the doctor, I don't know where to go. I don't have it.
Right. It's not right.
That's not the new management.
Yeah, it's
that's
not
the
right.
previous management.
Yeah.
So that's why I just told them I'll come in here and add to the
Well, team. I do appreciate your bringing the history to these issues because I myself am very new to the station here, but I do know Juan Gonzalez, and I feel very strongly about Juan because we had a long, bitter, vicious struggle at the Daily News. The institution of the news media in New York City is one of the most discriminating, still segregating, and it's so important, but black people do not get a fair shake. At the Daily News, a lot of courageous people put their jobs on the line to make a fight. And out of that came even some court-mandated things that the Daily News had to do. And one of the, as a result of that black struggle, Juan Gonzalez got his job. I don't think it's right that he should use that position that he got on the backs of black people to go out on for reasons that are beyond me to understand, and this systematic attack on black people, black men in particular, while at the same time closing his eyes to what Mort Zuckerman is doing there at the Daily News.
That's
not standing up. If you're going to stand up, then be consistent. That's what I'm saying. If you're not going to be consistent when you're attacking black men, then I'm going to attack you.
Can you imagine seeing a black woman, a self-employed person, sitting on a table negotiating a contract, something that could be more than $1 million?
Yeah.
And you have somebody like Emmy just burst into the room.
Yeah.
Like, don't you work with this person?
Yeah.
And as a result, you have this person losing his contract or her contract. As a result, you have these people actually really having to reconsider working with this person. And
yeah,
that's cool,
yeah,
for Bernard. That's,
yeah,
cool for these black people,
yeah,
going along with this thing.
Yeah.
You see Bessie Wash, the way Bessie Wash has been treated here, when Lynn Chadwick was here and she came in the station here, she has done a lot of stuff that Bessie is doing or did. But nobody ever viciously jumped on Lynn Chadwick's neck.
Right.
People have to understand, the race, if you take race out of this situation,
mm-hmm,
you're missing the point.
Right.
You're, yeah, missing the point. Some,
yeah,
people who don't want to hear about Durban, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
It's because Durban actually is even speaking to what is taking place here, which is America's chief moral dilemma.
Right.
Not wanting to reckon with the truth.
Yeah.
With the simple,
yeah,
fact that black people need to fight for themselves, yeah, African people, or any people as a matter of fact.
And I'll tell you something else. I think it ought to be taken to the police commissioner.
Yeah.
That these people are threatening the general manager of this station by asking that his license number be posted, so that they have sources inside the police department who can effectively harass, and the implication here is just be threatening him. Now these are people saying, we want to make this black man vulnerable to a police department that already has a horrible record and of brutality and its and treatment of black men. Now what is this? These are people that say that they're acting in good conscience and they're posting stuff like this.
Well, they went as far.
This is one of the most outrageous things that I has ever come across.
You know, you have seen on TV, on the hearing in the mainstream media, people being put to jail for doing what I would call a hoax anthrax scare.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Well, we have seen that here.
Yeah.
The same people posting this thing,
right,
went out actually against Paul DiRienzo and really putting up some nonsensical anthrax stories in the,
huh,
internet, and,
huh,
in white and black, and also signed by the producer of that particular program that is in question here, which,
wow,
is Radio Free.
Wow.
Do you understand? And this is serious. This,
wow,
is serious.
It's very serious.
These are bunch of thugs, and some of them, some downright racist,
yeah,
rednecks. Some of them, I know, I could see it.
Yeah.
Downright racist rednecks.
Yeah.
And they are not willing to reckon with the truth. And what we're telling,
yeah,
you is that you have been given a year,
mm-hmm,
a whole year to spit it out.
Mm-hmm.
And enough is,
yeah,
enough.
Enough is enough.
You, well, cannot tell me that you want to destroy, yeah, this registration,
yeah,
but yet you want to actually, on the other hand, cry about its existence or something like that. And you have people actually who have the balls to go out there and say, oh, look at how Pacifica is. Yes, you said,
yeah,
you were going to destroy it.
Yeah.
You should be happy right now.
Yeah.
Don't blame Pacifica for the current situation, because,
right,
we know who's behind this thing.
Right.
They destroyed, they said they would destroy it, they are destroying it, and right now everything is their fault. because they're the only one on record who went out to say that they're going to destroy the station.
Yeah.
Because you know what? They don't want you, the supporters, because Marjorie Moore has told you. She has told you that you have listeners and supporters. And the overwhelming supporters who gave us more than $1 million for the first time in an October drive are being totally disregarded, are being totally pushed under the rug, and we are not going to do that. We are not going to allow that to happen. And I'm appealing actually to those supporters to see to it that this station is not taken away from them, because it is their station as long as they are still the supporter of this station.
Yeah. Yeah,
so,
yeah,
you know, I think you need to take some more calls, because some of these people need to be dealt with.
Yes. It's 47 minutes past the hour on this Monday morning, this tumultuous Monday, the day before Christmas here on WBAI. Let's go back to the telephones. Good morning. You're on the air.
Good morning to you.
How are you?
I'm feeling much better since we've had the discussion. I just wanted to know, I had a long gap.
Yes.
In my life.
Yes.
And you fill me in some spots which I was going to question, but I never could get to you. Now, I was the one who used to lock the doors when we had the first strike against Mrs. Anderson. I would come up from school, lock the doors, because Ms. Anderson would feed them lunch.
Right.
And have the paddy wagon to come down and get them for the 6 o'clock. And they just put me in because I wasn't at the level that I could go to jail if they had to.
Mm.
And so forth. So I'm not going into more and more, but Ted Poston and Henry Lee Moore.
Oh, yes. Yes, you name it, some name.
And to hear you speak now, there was a long gap before I took up activities, which,
Ted,
you name it.
You know, Ted Poston's one of the ones that trained me.
What did you say?
I said Ted Poston is one of the ones that trained me.
Ah, you know Ted, huh?
Yes, yes, I did. When I first came to New York, Ted's the one that showed me around.
Uh-huh.
Pointed me in the right direction.
Uh-huh.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, Ted went to the Post, which seemed to be a different Post now.
Very different.
And Henry Lee Moon went to the Times.
Yes.
Which is also different from that. Okay, I got that a little bit, and thank you for continuing my education, but, honey...
Well, you keep in touch with us, too, here?
I have to. The station knows that... I'm family and I own them.
Thank you very much.
Love you, dear.
And a happy holiday to you.
And same back.
Okay.
Right.
Good morning. 49 minutes past the hour. Next caller up. You're on WBAI.
Oh, hi, Earl.
Hi. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Happy holidays.
I think I recognize that voice there.
My name is Peggy.
Oh, how are you?
I'm fine.
Good.
From Manhattan.
Yes.
I'm glad you gave some history of the Palestinian problem. The Christians are hardly ever mentioned. They're Palestinian Christians as well as other Christians who live there.
Mm-hmm.
And recently the Israeli army rolled into Bethlehem in pursuit of people they claim are terrorists.
Mm-hmm.
And with their usual bull in a china shop strategy, you know, people just got mowed down. Houses just got destroyed. The mayor of Bethlehem says it's just unlivable. He says that some 200 homes of Greek Orthodox Christians were destroyed.
Mm.
And many of the Christians are now leaving either for North or South America or for Australia, wherever they can go.
Mm-hmm.
And in 1948, it seems the Christian population was 95%. Today it's like 45%.
Wow.
So it's dwindling because people are just, it's not livable.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
And they depend on tourism for their livelihood.
Yeah.
So nobody goes there where bombs
are
falling.
That's right. That's right.
And, and the Pope has made some complaints, and he's actually urging the people not to abandon their native land, calling it a moral duty. But it's kind of difficult with bombs raining over your head every night. You know,
absolutely.
I understand. You know
absolutely
how hard it is,
it is
to stay there.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I read some of the remarks that the Pope had made. I wanted to get to that this morning. I just overlooked it. But
Yes,
you're absolutely right.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, long before 1948, Jews were actually welcomed in Palestine. They were living there with Muslims and Christians.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they were actually welcomed, I think, because everybody was, like, horrified about what happened to them in Europe.
That's right.
And how it came to be where it is now, yeah. Well, I think yeah. the WBAI audience has yeah. to do some research.
Yeah.
These things are not going to be handed to you either from school or from the media.
That's right.
So you yeah. have to go digging for it yeah. as if you're looking for relics.
Right.
Or something.
Right.
You know, that's
right.
my advice to them. Go yeah. dig up these things for yourself.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
And you know, Errol, one thing quickly, because I know there's not much time, somebody else wants to get in. This is kind of funny in a way it is. You know that newspaper, The Plain Dealer in Cleveland, Ohio?
Yeah.
I think it's called?
Yeah.
They had an article, and the title was, Osama Done Been Gone.
Right.
Yeah, and so I said, you know, this is really great. You
yes.
know, a pigeon black English is getting its due, you know.
Yeah, right, right, right. Listen, happy holiday to you.
Same to you, Earl.
Okay, take care of yourself now. Keep in touch.
Oh, sure I will.
Okay, last bye-bye. Caller of the day. Good morning, you're on the air.
Yes, hello, Earl.
Yes.
Thanks for taking my call. It's Stefan Omar from Harlem.
Hey, how you doing?
Okay, buddy. Feliz Navidad. Joy Noel to everyone. Shalom Aleichem. Assalamu Aleichem. We love you. I'm sending out cards. My Kwanzaa cards are going in the mail as we speak, and I'm putting a sticker in it, and it says, I love you, and there's nothing that you can do about it. And, you know, this is how I feel right now.
I love it.
I cannot get into arguing about who's right and who's wrong because everyone has their own thing.
Yeah.
We love
yeah.
the brothers and sisters down at your station. Eutrice Lee, my Caribbean queen, you're doing a fabulous, 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 say fabulous for the next year job down there. I'm donating. We're getting our monies together. I got things packed up for the quote underline homeless, which I could be next year. You never know.
Yes, yeah.
The bottom line is I just want to share the blessings, and I love listening to you, but man, whenever I do, my blood pressure goes right through the roof. And I want to piggyback on what we're doing on the 29th at the TRS for Friends of Lloyd Strayhorn at 44 East 32nd Street. For those of you having a beautiful affair for Brother Lloyd, who was taken off the air from 9 to 6, that's on the 11th floor TRS office, and it's area code 212-8. 685-2848 for those who are interested. There's going to be about a trillion people there.
Fantastic.
And we're going to help Brother Lloyd, and hopefully he'll be back on the air soon. Also, congratulations to Queen TT, my sister-in-law, who's going to have a blessed event. She's going to have her baby on the 29th.
Oh, yes.
And she just went down to Atlantic City with my son, and I heard Queen TT Aries, you broke the bank down there. So that's a good Christmas present.
Yes.
And so everything is good. Like I said, I'm going to end by saying I love you, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Thank you so much.
Assalamu alaikum, Feliz Navidad, Joy Noel. Hopefully we can get a show down there for the new year. Predictions coming up for the year 2002. Hint, hint.
Oh.
Okay, brother, from the Big Mango, we love you madly.
Take care of yourself.
Okay.
All right, good
keep
to
the faith,
you.
Baby.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Absolutely. 55 minutes past the hour. Is Paul DiLorenzo? It's Paul DiLorenzo. Paul DiRienzo is not at the news desk. Should we take another call?
No.
No? That we're out of time? Time to go? You got some exit music? Could we play the cut number 8 on that one? Yes. No. On this one. Yeah. Cut number 8. We only could play about a minute or 2 minutes of it. This is, we're going out with this. Happy holiday to everybody. This is my little holiday gift. This is more Lester Bowie. Oh, what a night. Oh, what a night. I appreciate all of y'all today, and you didn't really get a chance to say properly, but I wish everybody a happy holiday. We'll pick up the conversation on Wednesday at 10, back here at 10 on Wednesday, but everybody know that everybody loves somebody, and bless all of you, and have a good holiday. Mm-hmm.
This is a test of the emergency alert system. This is only a test. This is a test of the emergency alert system. The broadcasters of your area, in conjunction with federal, state, and local authorities, have developed this system to keep you informed in the event of an actual emergency. This concludes this test of the emergency alert system.
You can help a family or a child in need at this time of year. Join the Medgar's College Student Government, the People of the Sun Middle Passage Collective, and Akeem Productions on Christmas Day, Tuesday, December 25th, from noon until 5 p.m. at the Medgar's College Gymnasium, located at 1150 Carroll Street in Brooklyn. You can give food, cook a meal, help to serve, donate a toy, or contribute money to this effort. There are so many in need. You can help. Feed the needy on Christmas Day at Medgar's College Gymnasium, 11.